Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Teamwork. Apparently, about 1 billion people globally watched the Women's Soccer World Cup final this weekend. I was actually sad to see my country of birth, England, lose to Spain, but yet I was immensely proud of the Lionesses, as they're referred to, make it all the way to the final. This actually set me thinking about teamwork in today's workplace. Now, my observation has been that most teams don't work. I'd regard most teams as being mediocre at best. At the root of suboptimal teams, in my opinion, is always ineffective leadership. I see a parallel with parenting. When we have dysfunctional, disrespectful, and disobedient children, we have to look at the parenting. Likewise, when I see poor teamwork, we have to look at the quality of the leadership. You know, there's been so many times over the last 17 years when we at New Leaf Training and Development have been contacted by leaders who ask if we could do some team building or whether we can inject some energy into the team, or most recently we were asked to rally the troops. You know, our findings have proven the majority of the time the root of the issue is actually poor leadership. And by helping fix that, the team tends to flourish. As an analogy, it's as if leadership is the root of the tree. The performance of the team is like the quality of the fruit when the root is healthy. Coming back to soccer, there's an indisputable correlation between the results of the team and the quality of the coach's leadership. I'm reminded of the late great England soccer coach, Sir Alf Ramsey, who guided England to win the World Cup in 1966. When asked by a reporter about the intensity of his coaching leadership, he responded by saying, "A lot of people say to me, Alf, why take soccer so seriously? It's not a matter of life and death. And I tell them, you're right. It's much more important than that. If only more leaders had at least 10% of the verve that the late great Sir Alf Ramsey had. The closest I've ever seen a leader come to what I call the Alfie standard is within a leader called Nate. I won't give his last name or call out the name of his employer, but in my opinion, he's perhaps one of the best team leaders we've had the honor of partnering with as a training and development company. Nate has the intensity of Alf Ramsey, but like Alf, in a very humble manner. I've never heard Nate shout at his team. I've never heard him use foul language. He works hard, and unsurprisingly, his team also work very hard. He's very respectful towards each member of the team. Even when he has to make tough decisions, such as laying someone off or moving duties around, I've witnessed firsthand the way he does what he needs to do. Honorably. Nate doesn't have favorites, no micro iniquities here. I'm sure he prefers socializing with some team members more than others, but you wouldn't see any such, as I say, micro iniquities coming from Nate. Just like a good soccer coach, Nate is laser focused on the team's performance. He knows the lead measures, those 3 to 5 key performance indicators most likely to predict his team will win. Nate celebrates success, but he doesn't hog all the limelight. I've personally observed his team win big time, yet you'll not see Nate front and center. Where you will find Nate is on the sideline, applauding his team for a job well done. So it may be the final whistle on the Women's Soccer World Cup competition, at least for another 4 years. But in the meantime, if we're leaders of teams or owners of businesses, we can endeavor to be the best coaches we can be. Remember, the quality of the fruit, let's say your team's results, is directly related to the healthiness of your leadership style. As employees or entrepreneurs, we invest so much time at work. Why not choose to make the best contribution you can? Our work is not just a matter of life and death. It's much more important than that.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.